Random House Audio presents Capital Betrayal by William Bernhardt. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank. Prologue. April 14th, 9:17 a.m. When the second shot blasted, the crowd panicked. Seamus McKay swore under his breath. This sort of thing never happened in the deserts of Afghanistan, where there were rarely any crowds to panic. He never should have accepted a domestic assignment. But it was too late to worry about that now. There were four terrorists in there, at least three of them armed. He had kept his weapon holstered to avoid exactly the frenzied chaos that now surrounded him. But there was no point in remaining unarmed now. He drew his Glock 23 and pointed it into the air. The sooner all these tourists dispersed, the better. He had no idea why the four men he was tracking had come to the Washington Monument, one of the most popular tourist attractions in D.C. But none of the possible answers was good. A fully capable nuclear suitcase had been stolen from a top-secret Arlington armory, and Seamus was convinced these men had it, or knew someone who did. He mentally combined all the possible reasons terrorists with nuclear capability might come to the Washington Monument, and every potential explanation sent chills racing down his spine. Seamus fought his way through the crowd, both hands on the gun, making his way toward the front door against the flow. Why were they inside the monument, where several hundred tourists would be traveling up and down the elevators?